Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. Welcome to your extraordinary life. This will be the last episode of 2021, as I vowed to take December off from podcasts. And even though I've missed a few, more than a few, weekly episodes this year, I've decided to keep with my plan to take December off. And I'll use that time to catch up and provide a little bit more for my patrons. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with a guided shamanic journey to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential in continuing in the future. Whether you have been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. While I won't be recording any podcasts in December, I am still hard at work bringing you virtual ceremonies. Upcoming will be the ceremony for Yule, the winter solstice, on December 21st. All of the information and registration is on my ceremony page. And you can just go to myshamaniclife.com and click on over to the virtual ceremonies in the menu on the bottom, or go to the homepage and find the link there. And I love, love, love to have you join us for contemplation and journey and ritual. The animal spirit that I pulled from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck this morning to inspire this episode was butterfly. Most know that butterfly is a symbol of transformation, of becoming. There are more than 160,000 species of butterflies and moths in the world. They inhabit every terrestrial ecosystem. In the U.S., the decline of the once common monarch butterfly has shifted attention to conservation for many who maybe wouldn't have been so involved otherwise. One thing about butterfly conservation is that it's very accessible to each of us as individuals. We can each do something to help. Gardens can be more welcoming by simply adding some native host plants, whether they are plants for caterpillars or flowers to provide nectar. And most importantly, keep the gardens free from insecticides. We can do this in our own gardens, and we can advocate for these same things in our common areas, like shared association gardens or parks. Imagine if corporate buildings and college campuses had butterfly gardens instead of some of the endless and useless manicured lawns and squared off bushes that seem to be the predominant landscape style. Even apartment dwellers can do something with a potted plant on a balcony or a front stoop. If butterfly has symbolic meaning for you, if you've been inspired by the metamorphosis, can you give back? I'd like to invite you into a yoga practice, a very gentle yoga practice, as we move into the dark time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. And we'll play with butterfly, Baddha Konasana, bound angle pose, where your legs look like butterfly wings. So if you'd like to join me, unroll your mat. And if you have a cushion or a folded blanket that you can sit on, I encourage you to grab that as well. If you are using a cushion, you can put that to the side for a moment and come onto your mat sitting with your hands behind you just a little bit, so you're leaning back slightly, your knees bent and your feet on the floor about shoulder width apart, maybe even a little bit wider. Just take a moment to connect in with your breath. Begin to deepen your breath, slow it down, breathe in and out through your nose, just find the rhythm of breath. And now as you're breathing out next, drop your knees over to the right. And then as you inhale, lift your knees and drop them over to the left. Exhale to the right, inhale to the left, exhale right, inhale left, and keep the knees moving back and forth like windshield wipers, exhaling to the right and inhaling to the left. The next time that you exhale over to the right, press into your right hand, lift your hips up off the floor, and lift your left arm up over your head. So you're stretching through your left side from your knee to your fingers. And then as you inhale, drop your left hand and your hips and send your knees back over to the left side. Exhale, take your knees to the right, lift your hips, reach your left arm up and over, inhale, drop your left hand and your hips, flip your knees back over to the left. So again, exhale, the knees go to the right, press into your right hand, lift your hips so you're coming up onto your knees, reach up and over with the left hand, inhale, lower the left hand, lower the hips, and then the knees follow over to the left side. Once again, exhale to the right. Press into your right hand, lift your hips, lift your left arm over your head. Continue to breathe, but hold here. Taking a couple more breaths to stretch out through the left side, press your hip points forward slightly so that you're deepening and lengthening through that left side. Now take another inhale, and as you exhale, drop your left hand, drop your hips, and flip your knees over to the left side. Inhale your knees to the right side. Exhale to the left. Inhale to the right. Exhale to the left. So we're going opposite with these windshield wipers now. Changing the breath. And the next time that you exhale your knees over to the left, press into your left hand, lift your hips, and send your right arm up over your head, stretching the right side. Inhale, drop your right hand, your hips, and flip your knees back over to the right. Exhale, take your knees to the left, lift up onto your knees, lift your hips, send your right arm overhead, and then inhale, right hand comes down, hips come down, knees flip over to the right side. Exhale, knees to the left, press into your left hand, lift your hips, send the right arm overhead. Inhale, drop your right hand, drop your hips, flip the knees over to the right. Exhale, knees to the left, press into your left hand, lift, right arm goes overhead, pause, keep breathing as you hold, reaching up through that right side, so lots of length between the right knee and the right fingertips, ease your hip points forward, so you're opening up the whole right side a little bit more. Now take another big breath in, and as you exhale, release your right hand down, release your hips, lift your knees, flip them over to the right, keep your hips down, inhale your knees to the left, exhale your knees to the right, inhale to the left, and now come back to center. Walk your feet next to each other. Drop your knees apart so that the soles of your feet come together. Draw your feet in as close as you comfortably can without creating any strain in your hips or knees. And now, if you have a cushion or a folded blanket handy, this is a great time to sit up onto it. Especially if you're noticing that your knees are pretty far up off the floor, or you're straining in your hips or knees, or in your low back. So grab that cushion, whatever you're using, bring it behind you, and lift your sitting bones up onto its front edge. So you don't want to sit too far back into it. You want to be right at that front edge so that your pelvis is actually leaning what feels like forward just a little bit. Now take a hold of your ankles and flutter your knees up and down. So very slowly, gently start lifting the knees, lowering them. So butterfly wings. And you can make that a little bit faster or a little bit bigger if it feels good for you to do so, but it does not have to be big and it does not have to be fast. We just want to make sure that we're getting some comfortable movement going in the hips as those thigh bones move up and down. We'll flutter a few more times. And then let your knees settle into stillness, falling toward the floor as far as they comfortably can. and move your hands towards your knees until they're about halfway between your ankles and your knees. Now use your hands for a little bit of help. Inhale, draw your heart forward so that your pelvis tilts forward. Lift your heart through your arms slightly. And then as you exhale, keep a hold of your shins, tuck your tailbone and round back so your nose starts to fall towards your feet. Inhale, use your hands to help move your heart and your pelvis forward. Lift up through the heart, extending the spine. And as you exhale, round back, tuck your tailbone, roll your shoulders forward, drop your head slightly, inhale, pelvis tips forward, heart comes through. Exhale, round back. So the pelvis is now tipping back, tailbone goes underneath. And keep this going. Inhale the heart forward. Feel the pelvis tilt forward. So again, opening up in the hips. Exhale, round back, pelvis tilts back, and rotating around an imaginary axis that's being created by the thigh bones. Do a few more of these on your own. We're waking up the spine a little bit here, but really opening up those hip joints. A few more times. Let's do another round of breath. And then gently bring your spine up to a neutral position. Relax your shoulders, and you can keep a hold of your shins or move your hands back towards your ankles or even your feet. And as you take your next exhale, tilt your pelvis forward as you just did. This time we're going to fold forward a little bit more, keeping the spine flat so we're not lifting the heart, not rounding the shoulders back, but just moving forward with that flat back from the pelvis as far as you can comfortably go. So the heart is reaching out over the toes. Just until you feel that you've reached your edge in that tilt. If you're straining in your low back, come up a little bit. Breathe into that. And then in your next inhale, slowly begin to lift your heart. Now bring your hands behind you a little bit. Lean back again. Lift your knees and extend your legs forward. You might need to shake them out a little bit to release the hips. And then still leaning back slightly, open your legs into a comfortable seated straddle. Once you're in that straddle, move your hands forward next to your hips. Press down into the floor and shift your sitting bones back so that you're up on the edge of your cushion again. And if you're not using a cushion, just shift the sitting bones back a little bit so that you're sitting tall. Now place your left hand on the floor between your legs, right in front of your pelvis. And it can just be the fingertips. You don't have to lean forward to reach. Take your right hand around behind your right hip. And as you take your next exhale, rotate your heart to the right. So we're twisting in the middle of the spine. Avoid pulling the right hip back. So keep that pressed forward and the sitting bone pressing down. Drop your shoulders back and down, broaden your collarbones, open the heart, and look out to the right side. Take a few more breaths here in this twist, breathing deeply up and down your spine. Now release your twist slightly. So you're looking down towards your right foot. Slide your left hand to the left until you connect with your left leg. Turn your palm out so the back of your hand is touching the inside of your left leg. Slide your fingers a little bit more towards your left foot to extend that arm and press gently into your leg with the back of your hand so that you can keep your heart moving to the right. As you take your next breath in, lift your right arm up to your right ear. Reach up and over, and with an exhale, bend your body to the left. Now, you don't have to go directly over your leg. You may not be twisted far enough to do that. But continue to press the back of your left hand into your leg so that your heart stays open and the right shoulder stays up over the left shoulder. Press your right sitting bone down, reach through your right fingers, one more breath in. And then as you exhale, bring your right hand back to the floor as your body comes up. And bring your right hand now to the floor in front of you, between your legs. And again, it might just be the fingertips. Bring your left hand around behind your left hip. Inhale to lengthen your spine. And exhale, rotate your heart to the left. Gently twisting at the mid-back, press your left sitting bone down and forward so the hips stay facing forward. Look out to the left side. Stay tall through your spine, extending from your tailbone to your crown, and breathe deeply into the twist. Now gently release your twist part way until you're looking down at your left foot. Slide your right hand over to the right until you touch the inside of your right leg. Turn your palm out so the back of your hand is connected to your leg, and slide your hand a little closer to your right foot. Keep pressing into your leg to keep your heart in that quarter twist to the left. And as you take your next breath in, bring your left arm to your left ear. Reach up and over. And with an exhale, take a little bend over to your right. Maybe your right fingers get closer to your right foot, or that elbow bends to accommodate your side bend. Notice if you start dropping your heart toward the floor, press the back of your right hand in. Roll your heart to the sky, keep your shoulders aligned, and reach a little bit more through that left side. Left sitting bone pressing down. Breathe deeply into that side stretch. Take another breath. On your next breath in, lift your body up. And as you exhale, release your left hand to the floor. Bring your right hand a little bit behind you as well. Lean back slightly. And then moving one leg and then the other, slide your legs back out in front of you. Keep leaning back and allow that pose to release from your body. Notice how that feels. Now, still leaning back on your hands slightly, bend your knees, bring your feet to the floor. It might be a little bit wider than they were before, so slightly wider than your shoulders. And as you take your next exhale, drop both knees over to the right and make sure that the left knee is not on top of your right foot. So move it to the left if necessary so that both knees are on the floor. Move your left foot out just a little bit so that your lower legs are almost in a straight line. Now turn your heart to the right and place both hands down on the floor, one on either side of the right knee. As you take your next breath in, get a little taller through your spine. As you exhale, hinge over your right thigh. Walk your hands forward. You may be able to drop onto your forearms. You can round down a little bit more. Stack your forearms and rest your head on your forearms or on your hands. Or even down on the floor if that's comfortable for you. Take a few breaths here, feeling any sensation of stretch in the hips. Breathe deeply. Allow your body to relax into this pose. Couple more breaths. As you take your next breath in, press your hands into the floor. Lift your heart, walk your hands in. Now bring your left hand back around to the left side, lean into that hand slightly and lift your knees. You may have noticed that everything kind of shifted a little bit to one side. So realign your feet so that you're starting in a neutral position. A little bit wider than your shoulders. And now, on your next exhale, drop your knees over to your left. And if your right knee lands on top of your left foot, shift it to the right a little bit so that both knees are comfortably on the floor. Move your right foot out to make that nice straight line through the lower legs, from your left knee to your right foot. Turn your heart to the left, place your hands on either side of your left knee. Take an inhale, lengthen your spine, and as you exhale, hinge forward over your left thigh. Walk your hands out, lower to your forearms if that's appropriate. Relax onto that thigh. You may be able to round down a little bit more, perhaps stacking your forearms or your hands so that your head has a place to rest. You can also put it right down onto the floor. Once you're settled, come back to your breath. Feel the sensation of stretch in your hips. Feel your body relaxing and releasing into this pose. Breathe with it. Two more breaths. And on your next inhale, lift your heart, walk your hands in. Bring your right hand back around to the right side, lean into both hands, lift your knees, and now bring your feet together and your knees together. Take a hold of the backs of your thighs and very gently roll yourself down onto your back. Now draw your knees up towards your chest, give them a hug, rock a little bit from side to side, release your back into the floor. Now let go of your knees and, keeping them bent, place your feet down on the floor so that they're about the width of your sitting bones and with your heels as close to your buttocks as you can do without any strain or without lifting your heels or your tailbone off the floor. Lay your arms down by your side so that your palms are on the floor next to your hips. Extend out through the crown of your head and tip your chin towards your throat slightly so the back of your neck is long. Now, as you take your next breath in, lift your arms off the floor, float your hands up to the sky, and then drop your arms to the floor above your head until the backs of your hands touch the floor. And as you exhale, lift your arms again, bring them back up toward the sky, and then lay your palms back down on the floor next to your hips. Again, inhale, lift your arms, float them up above your head until the backs of your hands touch the floor. And then as you exhale, float your arms up and bring your palms back down by your side. Keep that going with your breath. And on your next inhale, as you lift your arms, press your big toes into the floor and lift your hips so that your hips come into the slope between your knees and shoulders as the backs of your hands touch the floor. And as you exhale, bring your arms back down and roll your spine back down until your tailbone is on the floor. Again, inhale, lift your hips as you send your arms up overhead. As the backs of your hands touch the floor, reach your knees out over your toes. And as you exhale, bring your arms back down, roll your spine back down. Lift on the inhale, keeping your big toes pressing into the floor so that your knees stay aligned over your heels. And as you exhale again, roll your spine back down. We're going to do two more rounds. Inhale, lifting the hips, reaching the knees out, reach out through your crown. Chin stays tightly tucked and the backs of your hands touch the floor. Exhale, lower your hips as you lower your hands. Once again, inhale, come up into that bridge position. Reach your tailbone towards your knees. And as you exhale, lower your arms as you lower your hands. Relax the low back down onto the floor and keep your feet where they are. Now lift your right knee up into your chest. Turn it out to the right side and cross your ankle over your left thigh, close to your kneecap. Flex your right foot and keep it flexed by pulling your toes towards your shin. Ease your right knee away from your body, and you can facilitate this by pressing your right hand into the flesh on the inside of your right thigh. Look for a little bit of stretch in the right hip and keep breathing deeply with that. Now you can stay here just working with this stretch and feel free to do that if this is an intense stretch for you. Otherwise, you can come back up into that bridge position to deepen the stretch. So your right hand will go back down to the floor, and we're going to leave the arms on the floor next to your sides. Press your left big toe down into the floor, and on your next inhale, lift your hips until they're into that line between the left knee and the shoulders. The right knee is going to fall toward the floor. The ankle is still resting on the left thigh. And as that knee falls towards the floor and you press the hips up a little bit higher, continuing to breathe as you hold, you might notice a little more intense stretch in that hip. If it's too much, come down. Let's just take a couple more breaths with that. Keep the left leg active and the left big toe pressed down so the knee doesn't start to fall open. Take one more breath in, and as you exhale, roll your spine back down. Now, once your tailbone is back on the floor, slide your right ankle up over your left knee so it's hovering just above the knee. Slowly rotate your right knee in towards your chest. And then keeping your knee bent, set your foot down on the floor next to your left foot so that you're back in that starting position with your feet about sitting bone width apart and your heels close to your buttocks. Now bring your left knee into your chest. Give it a little bit of a hug. Turn it out to the left side and cross your left ankle over your right thigh close to your right knee. Flex your left foot, pull your toes towards your shin, and hold them there. Move your left knee away from your body, facilitating with your left hand pressing into your thigh if you desire. Notice how you feel in your left hip as you open that up a little bit more. Keep breathing with that. And then if you would like to go into that bridge position while maintaining this stretch, lay your left arm on the floor by your side. Tuck your chin slightly so there's no crunching in the back of your neck as you lift. Press your right big toe down into the floor. And on your next breath in, lift your hips. Come back up into bridge. Your left ankle is still resting on your right thigh and your knee is now being drawn toward the floor by gravity. Maybe getting a little more opening in that hip. Breathe into that. Keep reaching your tailbone towards your right knee and your crown away, staying nice and long. Couple more breaths. And on your next exhale, roll your spine back down onto the floor. Tailbone comes down. And then moving very gently, move your left ankle just above the right knee. Rotate your knee in and then place your left foot back down onto the floor. Separate your feet anywhere from shoulder to mat width apart. Move your arms out a little bit away from your sides and very gently windshield wiper your knees from side to side. So as we did earlier, inhale to one side, exhale to the other. Rock back and forth to release the low back. And then bring both knees up. Bring your feet right next to each other. Drop your knees away from each other so the soles of your feet come back together. Knees falling open to the sides. Have blankets or cushions you can tuck underneath your knees to stay in this position. You are welcome to do that. You can simply allow the knees to fall open, or if this is not a comfortable place to spend final relaxation, extend your legs out. And I'm going to leave you here to close your eyes, to settle in for final relaxation for as long as you desire. And I hope you will. Give yourself 5 or 10 minutes to just be here, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.